every now and again, Sabine asks me, how are you feeling? That stops everything. How? Who? What? So I try to look. And then I get all mixed up, is who is looking at who? And so it's like the third person. Who is he? And how's he feeling? And just attempting to analyze, separate these, I don't get anything. Sabine just asked me, how do you feel after I just finished the previous talk? I suppose touched, moved, feeling deep love for everybody and everything. For the fact that you're listening. And feeling, in my way, connected with you. And connected to me feels love. But when I go to analyze it, it's like frost melting off the window pane when the sun shines on it. It just disappears into, I don't know what, disappears into everything. And as I've written several times, my mind goes on all the time. Yeah, let me talk about that for a little bit. Sabine and I keep joking now, because she used to see me as enlightened there. And now I do silly things, and my mind's busier than ever. So am I sliding backwards? Am I becoming unenlightened? Well, I've never seen myself as enlightened. I've seen what is not. But I don't see where is or what could possibly be, except by referencing to Lao Tzu and getting a feeling, and again, it's my feeling, my interpretation of what he's saying. At one time, I was pretty sure my mind stopped. I lived totally in the present with no mind except what was there. And I don't remember the sequence of this. At another time, I lived in absolute bliss all the time. Just overwhelmingly delightful bliss. Another time, I used to be totally awake during my dreams. I could do anything I want in the dream. I could move it around. I didn't. I watched. But I was fully conscious. Another time, I used to sleep only for an hour, the most at night. So all these different phases, I do like bliss. It's very nice, bliss. It's like a combination of eating chocolate and drinking coffee. It's delightful. And it's gone, and my mind's back, and my dreams are busy nonsense. And there, I'm not doing this, there is, let's say, a deep, deep gratefulness for my life, for everything, for my friends, everything, everything. We had a snake come up on the deck yesterday, just over a meter long, very pretty, and it just sat there in the sun looking at Sabine. And I loved that snake. I just felt so much love for it. It was being with us. So even although the mind's busy, I find it very difficult to go into town. There's so much energy. I become so sensitive to what I perceive as energy. When I come back, I'm totally smashed and go to sleep. And there's a gratefulness for everything. In fact, it's as though I wouldn't dare to wish for anything to be slightly different than the way it is. There is a feeling of absolute perfection in each moment. Although often I do not perceive it, I don't want to get up and fix that thing and do that thing often. I don't. And yet, there's an acceptance, there's being with, and I wouldn't dare to interfere. That's it. I wouldn't dare to interfere. Just allowing things to be. Because there's a feeling, there's a perfection in every moment. And it seems as though the more I allow that, the more happens on its own. Just happens. Blessed. And my deep sense of feeling is, we are all blessed. Every single moment. Blessed. Kira is with us at the moment. She's just come back from Nepal, where they've had a horrendous earthquake. As I talk about it, I feel myself moved for these people that didn't have much in the first place. And now at least 50% have absolutely nothing. Nothing. Kira's been on the phone, Skyping, emailing, taking care all day. At the same time, I'm deeply moved for these people. At the same time, which I don't understand this. And it's perfect. They are getting exactly what they need. And many of them there know that, way beyond what we do. We complain. Many of them don't complain. Of course, some of them do, but some of them don't. They don't complain. They're in touch with something that we're not. The same as many Aboriginal and Indigenous people, they're in touch with something that we've out of touch with now. We've got something else, but they're still in touch with the basic, with the earth. And when I say the earth, I'm not talking about dirt or soil. I'm talking about the energy, the presence, the beingness. There is something else. There is something else. And if you're living in a city, you're more disconnected from it. You're getting another advantage, because that's what you need, or you wouldn't be in the city. But I do suggest that if ever you get the feeling to go to the ocean, go to the woods, go to the desert, go to the river, go there and sit there for a while. The mind will carry on. But listen to the sounds. And sense, and you'll feel you are blessed. You're being blessed. And not only that, by you being there, you are a blessing. You are a blessing. You know, even when you're angry and upset at somebody, you get the consequence of that, but you're a blessing for the other person. You're giving them an opportunity to be more present with themselves. Because if they get angry back at you, they're in their anger that they're not seeing. We're all blessing and being blessed in each moment. Bye for now.